All right, so this is, I don't know, actually we are on E3 day one, but this is our first podcast out from E3, 2010 obviously. This is the day before the show floor opens, where we have the third party presentations as well as Microsoft's, which led the day. So this morning was Microsoft's press conference, followed by EA, followed by Ubisoft, and then the nightcap was Activision's extravaganza. So, it's really late. It's 1:40 in the morning, and we have to get up in a few hours, so we're going to keep this very, very brief. Obviously, I'm here. I'll be your host today, James Jones.
Hey, James.
I'm sorry. Clockwise for me. It's Neil.
I'm Neil. You know, senior editor at NintendoWorldReport.com, and I also got to experience a ridiculous Activision event.
That's enough. We're keeping this brief.
This is Jared Rosenberg speaking.
Alright, Jared is about to pass out. Good.
Hi, back again after radio trivia.
Yeah, Carly's with us. So, like I said, we're going to keep this really brief. I just wanted to put something out there for you guys to listen to and get quick impressions of what we experienced today. So this morning we watched the Microsoft press conference, which focused heavily on their recently redubbed Kinect.
Which was kind of weird, because I remember hearing, I mean, obviously it's not like I'm following Microsoft too much, but I remember hearing a couple months ago that Microsoft was going to have that weird-ass Cirque du Soleil performer turned into that on Sunday night to have their E3 press conference focus more on, like, just 360 core games, I guess, but they focused heavily on Kinect throughout all of it.
Right, so to give the quick rundown of people who missed that press conference, they started out with super action violent games, and then threw them to the Kinect games, which were, what was the list?
There's Kinectimals,
which Neil is apparently in love with.
No, I'm not. It's just fun to say, and the demo was kind of humorous because it was a little girl talking to Skittles.
They had a Kinect Sports, they had Kinect Adventure, which was river rafting in an obstacle course.
Yeah, and Kinect Sports has, you know, things that you've never played with motions before, like bowling and boxing.
It's a Wii Sports clone. We acknowledge that. All right, so,
and then there was a Star Wars game
that wasn't really there.
Yeah, they showed that
quick
video.
They showed the fitness game on...
Yeah,
that's right.
Ubisoft Fitness Evolved.
Yes, which is the second Gear Shape game.
Jenny McCarthy is nowhere to be found.
So, actually, that was kind of an interesting topic, because it came up during the Ubisoft, pretty much the same demo again. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything to say about that? Really?
It looks like cool technology.
Yeah, so how it works is it basically tracks your body motion and gives you feedback, which the other game did, but apparently Natal will probably do, or excuse me, Kinect is probably much more capable than the little camera that came bundled with the Wii game.
It has human arcanoids.
It does have human arcanoids in the challenge mode. You can play fun games so you don't know you're getting fit, as we were told twice today. Beyond that, there wasn't a whole lot to talk about with the Microsoft game. They showed Metal Gear Rising, which is basically just a game that I don't understand how it's going to only get an MA rating, because basically you can cut people into many disgusting little pieces.
I mean, it looked really cool, in all honesty.
Yeah, it's just, it's pretty graphic. They showed the new 360, which you've already seen, but that's really that. It's not much to say relative to our site. So after that, we went to the Ubisoft event, which is...
That was
the
EA event.
EA event, which was pretty sedate. Let's see, they showed Sims 3, but they didn't really show it for Wii.
Well, they were very focused. They made a comment, Riccatello made a comment about how that's, like, the EA's press conference is like Sundance to everyone else's Academy Awards, which doesn't really, the comparison doesn't fit exactly, but it does kind of give you an idea of EA's press conference was presented very much like
on the cheap.
Here's a game.
They went cheap, basically.
Yeah.
They basically said, we're not going to spend a lot of money on this besides running out the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah.
But they showed, I mean, well, I'll ask, does anybody here have something they want to talk about from that particular show?
Well, when we were talking about Your Shape, Fitness Evolved before, that uses Kinect, EA Sports Active 2.0 was also, or now it's EA Sports Active 2, the 0.0 has been dropped. But that was shown at the EA event. That was pretty much the only Wii game shown. But I remember hearing pretty much the exact same thing that we heard at Your Shape, which was, and there's fun activities, so you can have fun with them, and you don't even know that you're working out.
Yeah, it's a theme.
Yeah,
that's
what they like in fitness games.
So that's pretty much it for the EA. They have other games for Wii, but they weren't shown. They limited themselves to 10 games. And one of them was another CG trailer for Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
I actually think there was 11 games, because I was counting. And I think that Old Republic might not have counted.
Okay. So Neil counts. Moving on to Ubisoft, which would be Neil.
Like math.
What number is that? What number of press conference was this for the day?
That was number two that we attended, number three.
I'm not asking for technicalities. And so that was number three for those of you listening at home. So Ubisoft's event was a little bit more colorful.
Joel McHale returned.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, so we had the same demo of Your Shape, so we're not really going to touch on it. I can't remember. There was something people liked about that event, but it's all blur.
Well, I guess, if we're talking about all of it, not just the Nintendo stuff, they had some pretty cool stuff. They showed the new Assassin's Creed, Ghost Recon, stuff like that. But then they had, like, this laser tag game called Battle Tag that, like, it's basically laser tag. Like,
no, it isn't base. It is laser tag.
Yeah, it is laser tag. And they also showed off what looks to be Ubisoft's attempt at the vitality sensor.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to get to.
Which is, I think as far as we know, it's basically, like, a thing that you put on your finger, and then there's a cord, and you can plug it into a computer or whatever, USB.
It appears to be a plug-and-play device that has software to help you relax.
Yes. So all they showed was the thing where you're breathing with, like, colorful characters on
screen. So you were basically told when to inhale and exhale. Like, you have a fitness coach telling you when to inhale and exhale, except that would be weird. I don't know, anybody have any comment on the fact that came out literally probably about 15 hours before they plan on showing whatever they have for
it just means Nintendo better bring their A game with the vitality sensor. Not even, I don't even know if you can call that Ubisoft's A game. It didn't look like it.
I mean,
it's called Energy.
I just thought it was a bit strange that they're showing titles that weren't related to consoles whatsoever.
It is a little bit out of character for Ubisoft, who generally has passed off publishing their non-console titles to other companies. So in the past, companies like Eidos have published Ubisoft games, but then they're now a subsidiary of Square Enix. That's probably not going to happen anymore.
I mean, they published Assassin's Creed 2 for PC.
They did. In more recent times, they've done it.
Forgotten Sands is also...
There was PC version of it. So I wanted to go to that laser tag thing, which was weird.
Battle tag.
Yes. So how... That was gratuitous. The premise they have set up for this is that you buy a kit, essentially, and it comes with these sensors that you lay out, and then two vests and two guns, and
two targets,
mm-hmm. Yes. And you can basically shoot at each other with them, but not connected to the TV, so it's not a game that interacts with your screen. The problem that we never had breaches, the screen keeps track of your score and tells you when the match begins and ends, but if you're not at your screen, how are you going to know that happened? It's just kind of a weird product that doesn't... I thought like something we would have seen in Kentia Hall 5 years ago. But
yeah, no, it reeks of a Kentia Hall.
There's not Kentia Hall anymore, so that's actually going to be in West Hall.
Yeah.
Where it does not belong. But maybe it'll be awesome. Maybe they're going to have demos where you can run around West Hall and get escorted out by security. I don't know. But if this is my last podcast, it's because I've been kicked out by security playing BattleTech. So now we're going to get to the seminal event of this, the first night of shenanigans.
There's a rabbits game. The rabbits are time traveling. We have no idea what the game is.
Oh, actually, there's a rabbits game, and it's a traditional 2D Rayman game they built with this new development platform that I'm not going to go into too much detail with, but they built it with five people.
Yeah.
So
they're basically, it's beautiful art in the game.
Gameplay, we don't know.
But
it looks nice. It looks like it'll probably be a download title. Just from the look of the art and but I mean, it could be a retail.
They said it would be a downloadable title.
Did they? Okay, well,
platforms
then,
for downloadable
then it sounds like it'll be a downloadable
title.
They
never said it would be a, or what systems. I doubt it's going to come to WiiWare.
No, because of the size, the size limitations is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a real Rayman game, but you don't play it by sitting on a balance board. I'm thrilled. Anything else from Ubisoft?
Sean
White skateboarding. So Sean White will now be doing a skateboarding game because apparently he skateboards as well as snowboards.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that I've only heard since the game's been announced. But then again, I don't really follow Sean White too closely.
No.
But as a long time,
I would be worried if you did.
I would be right behind him on stage, obviously. But as someone who I used to love the Tony Hawk like Red Tony Hawk 3. I really like that. And this actually seems to be something more in line with that than like the crazy shit that happened in that series. Later.
Underground, yeah. So and so, what the difference between that and Tony?
It's the Blob.
Yeah, it's got the Blob story. The man's taking all the dangerous stuff out, and life's not fun anymore. And as you skate around, you color the world and deform it to make new trick spaces and other stuff like that. It's kind of interesting looking. I mean, we'll definitely have impressions of that in. Maybe by the time you've heard this, they could already be up, or they could be up in the next coming days. I'm sure it's hands-on. I'm sure we'll get a chance to play.
Yeah, but the skateboarding game is hands-on, they said.
Yeah, so we'll...
Maybe not the Wii version.
No, they said in 3D. Cause I guess
and Wii, yeah.
Yeah.
3D and Wii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. At some point, someone will write something about this game on the site, and at some point, you'll get to read that in the next 3 to 5 years. So... I think we can move on to the seminal event of the night, which was Activision's press junket. That might be the best way of putting it. So, how was this described to us? Wasn't it like, come see our games and stuff?
Yeah, it was an Activision E3 preview event. Which,
yes.
I mean, it wasn't described quite like the press conferences that we went to before.
But
it
was
described that we were going to go there and we were going to see their new games.
Yes.
And we were expecting
okay.
There was the GoldenEye Wii trailer.
Okay, so, all right, let me pick up from here. So, for those of you who haven't heard, although we have it on the site, so you've already seen this, is that there is a GoldenEye remake for the Wii. A trailer was leaked for it by a site who broke their date on there. We did not see this at the press event. Rather, what we saw was a... Essentially, it was a concert that occasionally had references to video games in it. But there were multiple DJs, obviously, for DJ Hero. There were multiple rock bands.
Do you want me to run down the list? Actually, I have it written down.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
There were R&B and pop ads for whatever they were there for. And we saw three games. There was also...
there were four.
Are we done? there were displays of pyrotechnic and just
ridiculousness
and bubbles and lasers and lights.
Bubbles.
And there were bubbles. Yes.
And exotic dancer climbing.
Yes. So that's dirty. So there
it's
were.
True.
So what happened was yesterday there was essentially a leak as to what we would be expecting at this particular Activision event that included a list of things that seemed completely unbelievable and that ended with the phrase "and strippers," which seems absurd, sexist, inappropriate, completely the wrong message, but they all happened including that particular event. But yeah, so we have a list of musical acts that honestly should be in a concert that would sell tickets for a lot of money. But this was all the Staples Center, which they did a pretty good capacity on, and they put a lot
yeah.
of people in the building. So what was the acts that we have? This may not be comprehensive. We might have
right.
missed some.
There were three DJs. DJ Z-Trip, Mad Mouse or something.
Dead Mouse,
and David Guetta.
He's from France, so don't
yes,
worry.
Yes, they weren't really introduced so much as they just showed up, and maybe their name would have been flashed on the screen.
Now, and along with lasers and smoke
yes.
and stuff.
And then going down the list, there was Usher,
yes.
Will.i.am,
yes.
Chris Cornell from Soundgarden. There was the LA Philharmonic Orchestra playing with a choir and two bald dudes to Bohemian Rhapsody. Jane's Addiction,
mm-hmm.
N.E.R.D.
Yep.
Rhea,
oh yeah,
Eminem,
yeah.
Haley Williams, and Rihanna,
and Pharrell. You missed him, who went with N.E.R.D.
Ah, okay.
So, the fun thing about this event was it started an hour late, so we got to it was at the Staples Center, so we got to the Staples Center and we basically had all the free concession stand food you could eat or steal is the case or pack mule out.
My personal case.
So, we then, there were also, as you could say on radio, amber beverages that one could consume. And, so we stood around for over an hour, waited to go in. Really had no idea what we were expecting. And when we go in, there's a big guitar-shaped stage with neon lights around it. We sit for a while, and smoke starts pouring out, and then we are greeted by DJs giving a techno show that none of us were ready for. And then 2 hours later, we came out on the other side, different people. Get some thoughts on this. You haven't said a whole lot. You were pretty quiet during the event. What was your thoughts as this was going on?
I sort of liked when they did the what was the song Black. Black Hole Sun. Yeah.
Soundgarden song. I assume that's going to be in Guitar Hero 6. That's the thing. There was no explanation.
Wasn't that in one of the earlier Guitar Hero? It was in Rock.
The band name came up on the trailer.
It did.
It was the same with the DJs. When they showed the trailer for DJ Hero, the featured DJs who were at this show were in the game.
Right. So what was really strange about this was we said there weren't much game shown. Really, what would happen is they would have a musical act play. And then they would play a trailer with that musical act doing cover music for that trailer, and that was the end of it. So no one ever came out and talked about these games. It was a really strange event, and to be honest, one of the trailers we already seen before during the Microsoft press conference, so
yeah.
It wasn't much of a preview. This is kind of a weird situation because they're not actually going to have a booth at E3. Instead, they're going to have like meeting space that you schedule to go to. So we're not sure what that was supposed to do, but Johnny, who's been to 10 E3s, just said, and I quote, "This is the most extravagant thing I've ever seen." And there was a point where a stripper strip danced up a pole, and it was not surprising, because at that point nothing would have been surprising.
We got to a point where we forgot that things happened prior.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot there was an orchestra, and then I saw them set up to do another thing with the orchestra, and I was like, oh shit.
Mind you, the orchestra never left, and it was a 60-piece orchestra.
Yeah.
It was still there. You could see it the whole time, but we forgot it was there.
And, like Tony Hawk, apparently Tony Hawk, he was there. I didn't mention that.
Yes. No, apparently, he was there.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed up, he skateboarded.
I saw him.
But, yes. But they were supposed to bring a ramp down
from the ceiling,
from the top
yes.
of the Staples Center, and he was going to go on the ramp.
A ramp was going to descend from heaven, but they had technical difficulties.
Yeah, and that's probably why we had to wait an hour. That and Eminem's sound check or something.
Mind you, they did a 2-hour whatever that was, and their biggest technical hurdle besides the ramp not working was a light burned out. They spent a lot of money on this.
And a lot of time rehearsing.
Does anybody actually feel like they gained anything besides a new perspective on life?
Well, I was actually talking to Carly about this as far as just those kind of ridiculous, extravagant events, is that in this one, if you notice, the beer was flowing like water. And it's the kind of events that, you know, journalists and all sorts of people get invited to, they have a great time, and they walk away thinking very great things about the company. And, you know, some people buy into that. I don't think we really bought into it other than being like, wow, this is so absurd. But, like, there's a lot of, like, there was, we ran into one guy, I'm not going to say which website, but he was basically talking about, like, I don't even care what happens at this event. There's free beer. This is great.
Yeah, it's...
And I had my token beer, and I enjoyed it, but I'm not going to go out and get hammered. It's the Nintendo press conference tomorrow morning. But...
Yeah, so it was just a really strange, I mean, anybody else have any thoughts on it? Trying to get Carly to talk, but it's not working.
Well, it's not much to say at this point.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. very strange. So we actually have pictures of that up on the site now. They're extravagant. They came out very well though, so. That's really it for what we saw today, unless anybody has any thoughts before the end of the day, before I close it up.
Did we want to talk about the rickshaw?
Oh yeah, we rode a rickshaw. It was awesome.
Yeah, for Candy Lunch 2, because apparently...
Free rickshaw rides. There will be video of that and pictures, and hopefully you'll get to catch some of my phone call to John where I told him we're on a rickshaw.
Yes.
Which his response could only be described as indignant, too excited, to jealous. Then back to confused. but that's pretty much perpetual, John. So, I think tomorrow tomorrow we have the Nintendo press conference, which leads off the morning. So we have to get to bed soon. After that, the show floor opens at 1. So you should start seeing...
12.
Sorry, show floor opens at whenever Neil decides to correct me to. It opens
at the right time.
At some point, and we will start having impressions flowing out. By now, you've probably already got some out there, and we don't know what we're going to end up seeing tomorrow. So I imagine we're all excited. I hope.
Does anybody have... Or does... What's everyone's hopeful Nintendo prediction?
Well, there's no point now because when they listen to this, it'll have already happened.
Well, let's see what happens. Maybe one of us will be right.
I've already done this, so.
Well, I don't think Carly.
I want to play Zelda.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Jared.
It's fair.
Well, we already know there's a GoldenEye remake.
So yeah, it could be featured there because it didn't happen at the Activision event, and it is Wii exclusive, so that would
If there is some kind of partnership with Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain copyright things that don't make sense there that we'll have to investigate starting tomorrow.
And me personally, I'm very excited to play Metroid Other M, but yeah, Zelda definitely takes the cake.
And then for me, go back and listen to the last 4 RFNs, because I'm on it every week. You'll find them out there. But obviously it's 3DS stuff because I'm tired of 3DS schematic drawings and making fake ones to harass our forum members. So I think it's going to wrap up our first broadcast from E3. Tomorrow we'll have more members here, obviously.
And we'll probably be more live late.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly it's very late, so a lot of people went to bed before we could record this. So hopefully we will have something out there bright and early for you guys to see on Tuesday. And hopefully we'll actually have news to report that you'll be excited about.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Boy.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sleep.